A 31-year-old guy in Florida, I guess in the Jacksonville area, has been spying on women in department stores. He uses a bogus story about his wife to get them to try on clothes for him. Yeah, this is really weird.
This happened to my wife.
But last week, he ran into a woman that he had already scammed.
What does he say? Do you have the story?
Yeah, he says that he has an outfit. And the first time it happened to this lady...
This happened to my wife at International Mall.
Okay.
I called security to ask if anybody had reported it because I told my wife that you're getting scammed.
Yeah.
Wait till she hears this. So he asked to try it on?
Yeah.
Hey, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Listen to this story that Galvin has.
So there is a guy in the Jacksonville area that's been scamming women by having them try stuff on because it's for his wife and he wants to make sure it's not too sheer and see-through.
Yeah.
Oh, but he went so far as to he had razors in his basket as well, and said, "Should she shave? Should she wear panties with these?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't wear panties, can you see through? And should she shave her area?
Oh my!
And all this, and had two kids with him the first time.
Oh.
So he scammed this lady the first time. Well, she went to get scammed again. He went to talk to her, didn't recognize her, didn't know that he had already previously scammed her, so she went nuts and had her phone and started recording the guy. We have video.
Oh man, I wonder if it's the same guy.
Video on Bone TV and audio here.
She doesn't like maxi dress, like those long dresses.
Right.
You want me to make sure it's not too like. I was gonna maybe get like a backup here, but you want me to make sure it's not too like sheer.
Is that him?
Sheer.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? No. Hey, where are you going? Come back.
Oh, she got him.
Guys, stop him! Stop this guy! Stop him! Stop that guy!
Wow.
Call the cops! Call the cops on him! Call the cops! Get where he's going! No, you!
Oh, she's
follow
got him, man.
You caught you, mother.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you, piece of Where are the two kids at, huh? Where are your two babies at?
So the guy is just taken off and running across the parking lot. It was a Target store, and he goes running. Well, the guy winds up running over into a McDonald's. They wait there for him, and that's his truck right there.
Yeah.
So the guy comes running back, jumps in his truck, takes off. Well, they had called the cops. He drives out on the street. Cop right there.
Yeah.
Busted him. And the guy's name is Jeffrey Polizzi. He was arrested back in 2009 for doing video stuff. He had been putting cameras on his shoes to do upskirts. He's been doing all kind of creepy stuff.
Mano, what did the guy say to you?
That wasn't the same guy. The guy that talked to me was older, and he had like a bag of dresses, and he asked like what size I was, and he said that like he thought that his wife might be the same size as me, so he asked if I would go to the store with him and try the dresses on, but I said no, and it was weird, but then it was weirder because then after I left, I realized that he had a Macy's bag, and we were at International Mall, and there's no Macy's there.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
So I called security, and I go, hey, let me ask you, are you having a problem with this? And they were like, no. And I said, well, you might want to take a look out. And then I went and looked for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like a week later.
Yeah, you want me to try this on? I'll try it on for
I'll
you.
Try it on.
I'll beat you to death in a woman's dress.
Show you how sheer it is.
Creep.
See, I told you, you have to be careful.
I didn't do it.
If I'm on X Hamster one day and I see upshots and I'm like, hey, I recognize that vagina. And I recognize your vagina on X Hamster, we're going to have problems.
Hey, my wife has those shoes. Hey!
All right. Just want to let you know that their creeps are still out there.
Okay. Thank you. I feel safer now.
Okay.
I don't feel safe at all.
Right. I'll protect you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
Just waiting for you to say I love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye. All right, go
ahead. You didn't say it back.
No, I never. I'm a man.
This lady said she apologized for her cursing, but her adrenaline was
No, gone. That was great.
Yeah, she said as soon
Stop
as she,
him.
Because the guy, she said, I recognized him right away, and he had his phone, and the way he was holding it, she knew he was recording. So she took her phone out and started recording, then put it right up to his face, was like, do you remember me?
That is great. Oh, she so scared good. The hell out of him.
Yeah, we'll have to put that on the Facebook
page. You notice
page.
She runs out of steam, though, in the parking lot. He took off, and she's like, ah.
Yeah.
Ha, ha,
Well, I mean, he's booking. He's running for his life.
Yeah, but you're a creep. You know how to run fast. Yeah.
Or he's got a thing for chubby chicks.
Yeah.
She got winded at the door.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.